right, back on the Young Turks post game. All right, first Elizabeth Warren stuff that I promised you guys. So I'm going to add one too. So Kellyanne Conway said that the DNA tests were junk science. Basically, she implied that. And then they asked her, "How do you know?" She said, "Oh, I don't know. I didn't look at it." Okay, let's just let that one sit, and we're moving forward. Okay.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's junk science or not, right? Like for Kellyanne Conway, doesn't matter what the results of the DNA test would be. They're gonna keep spewing, you know, their side of whatever, their propaganda. It doesn't matter what. Elizabeth Warren can do a DNA test that definitively proves that she's 110% Native American, and they'd be like, whatever.
Yeah, and it's not like the Trump administration is known for really pushing legitimate science. I mean, right. What is their climate change science based on? Nothing but junk science, as usual, projection. Okay, now let's turn to the Democrats. And so Jim Messina tweeted out, basically, what's Elizabeth Warren doing 22 days before an election doing this stuff? I can't believe it, it's outrageous. Okay, so hold, let's break it down. Who's Jim Messina? Jim Messina was the campaign manager for Barack Obama in 2012. Okay, and he worked with the Obama administration earlier than that. He has an upside and a downside. Mm-hmm. The upside is surprising. He's a killer, okay? So he ran that campaign really well and just slaughtered Mitt Romney. And so I respect that. Okay, I just want to be clear about that. Okay, mm-hmm. And he, you know, that coffin ad that I always talk about, one of the best ads I've seen in politics. So I'm always fair in assessing the different parts of it. Okay, at least I like to think so. Okay, so the downside is deeply establishment. Mm-hmm. So never liked Elizabeth Warren. He didn't because she's not establishment. And so, by the way, if you're trying to figure out if Elizabeth Warren is establishment, somebody like Jim Messina is an excellent bellwether. If he's against her randomly for no goddamn reason, that means she rubs the establishment the wrong way. Mm-hmm. But look, I know stories I can't share with you guys from because they were told to me privately that, yeah, there's a lot of other Democratic senators who can't stand her because she challenges the establishment. Mm-hmm. And she challenges the big banks, and they're like, what are you doing? We take money from those guys too. Exactly. That's exactly the point. That's exactly what she's doing.
I apologize for interrupting you, but I just noticed something that I'd never noticed before, and now I'm curious. Can we look at Cenk's lower third again? Whoever is directing right now? Mm-hmm. Cenk, there's Cenk, his lower third, the original Turk. Okay, that's a fair label, but random and unexpected. What does mine say?
No, well, let's find out because I'm not sure either. Those are new. They're relatively recent. I noticed the original Turk under me just a couple of days ago, last week. And I was like, oh, that's fun. They had a little bit of fun with that. Okay, let's see what Anna's. TYT host, no filter.
Okay.
Okay.
I accept.
Okay. and it could be both, right? It could be both host of no filter as well, or TYT host with no filter at all.
Yeah, that's why I like it. That's why I like it. It's, right. It's perfect. Double meaning. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. So Messina didn't like Elizabeth Warren also when he used to work with Max Baucus. Max Baucus was deeply corrupt Democrat from Montana, and he's the one that was in charge of health care. This is one of my favorite moments. Some of you guys have heard me say this before. I knew that had begun to win, and it was a really long road. We're not at the end yet. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was just on Rebel Headquarters with a great speech about an answer for why we're currently on the way to winning. But the very first kernel of that was when Obama said in a speech on campus in North Carolina, and we got a great Democratic Senator, Max Baucus, in charge of healthcare, and the crowd booed.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa, oh my God, it's changed. Because no one on television had said anything but glowing things about Max Baucus.
Wow.
And I'm like, how did they know? This is like back in 2009, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, how did they know? Oh my God, they're getting information from the internet. We're gonna win, right? Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning. And they were right to boo Max Baucus, and Jim Messina happily worked for him, Obama, et cetera. That's who Jim Messina is. Mm-hmm. So, and then finally on that topic, get a load of the absurdity, like 22 days before an election. Why does that matter? Like, what, like somebody's gonna read the results of the DNA test? Oh, it turns out Elizabeth Warren is Native American. Well, then I'm not voting. Which person, let alone a progressive, would ever say that? Why on God's green earth would they say that? Like, it's such an insane attack against her. So I asked them on Twitter, interesting, it almost sounds like you might have a horse in the race a little bit later in 2020.
Ooh.
Okay, because there's no way Jim Messina is going to sit out the race. He's very likely going to get hired by an establishment candidate. And so when someone hires Jim Messina, you will know their establishment, okay? Mm-hmm. And by the way, you will also know that they will run a vicious campaign. So buckle up and brace for impact on that. And so he's already throwing shade on Elizabeth Warren because he considers her a threat. Okay, and then wait till you get a load of what Jim Messina has to say about Bernie Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
So that one's also coming. So that's some fun, you know, so look, I hope that's value added we're giving you guys. Because no one else talks about that. Mm-hmm. And that's the reality of what actually happens in politics. Mm-hmm. Now, if you ask people in Washington, the reporters, they'll say, oh yeah, you're right about that. That makes sense. They're not, they're smart. They, generally speaking, know politics. Everyone would acknowledge that. And then I would ask them, so why do you never write about it? Right? Mm-hmm. So anyways, that's that. Last thing on Elizabeth Warren is, Cherokee Nation has criticized her over the DNA test and saying that it undermines tribal interests. Yeah, no, not buying it. So now conservatives do this hilarious thing that if you ever criticize someone who's a minority, they're like, aha, you, now we get to call you racist, right? Like, no, you're allowed to criticize people who aren't white. No liberal actually thinks that. You only think of that because that's your stupid stereotype in your head, right? Mm-hmm. So when I say Kanye West is stupid, they're like, ha, got you, you're racist. No, 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 that would be if he wasn't stupid and I irrationally picked on him based on his skin color. No, I'm judging him by the content of his character. So in this case, I'm not judging all Native Americans or Cherokee Nation or anything like that. But let's acknowledge that there is some strength that they get from those groups being able to identify who's Native American or not. And there's good reason for that. And there's a legitimate reason why they want to be protective of that. But to say that you can't do a DNA test to show that you're Native American is obviously absurd, right? Anyone's allowed to do a DNA test, and if it shows up that they're Native American, then they're partly Native American, right? I mean, it is what it is. But last thing, and why I even bring it up in the first place is, you've got to be more cognizant of the overall context of politics and news, as I think, and they can do whatever they like, right, of course, as you go forward in the world. Because Elizabeth Warren has received more racist attacks against her Native American heritage than we have ever seen in public over the last couple of decades. It used to be far worse and it was commonplace before that. So that is not a person you should be helping the Republicans attack. That is a person you should rally to, right? And so I don't know what self-interest led to this gratuitous statement in the middle of today, but I just explained what I think it might be, right? But it's not helpful. And I don't mean that in terms of like, oh, you're not helping the Democratic Party. No, no, no. I mean, it's not helpful to the Native American cause to throw someone under a bus who's been taking all this heat for being Native American and being called Pocahontas, et cetera. It's not the time to come out and go, oh, well, she didn't go through my process. So no, I declare her no. Because the Republicans will immediately latch onto this.
And they will. They
immediately,
will. Yep.
Right? So that's why it's frustrating. Okay. I had to spit all that out.
No, I'm glad you did, and I agree with you wholeheartedly with that. Okay, so my topic, not political at all, just
bless
a quick realization that I had over the weekend during a pretty hard moment. So my mom's aunt passed away And even though she was my mom's aunt, I was very close to her. Mm-hmm. She was more of a grandmother to me than my actual grandmothers, because mm-hmm. my maternal grandmother passed away a week after I was born, unfortunately. And then my dad's side, I just was not as close with her. Now, with that said, you know, her death was really hard on me last week. And then on Sunday was, Armenians have something called Hokechash. It's when you get together with family, you visit the cemetery, and then you have a meal together to free her soul, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So I'm just gonna keep it 100. I hate all that stuff. And I hate it because I'm so sad, and I feel like all of these traditions, because Armenians have like a bunch of events following someone's death, and I don't wanna prolong that misery and suffering, and I feel like that's what it does. Anyway, so we have the Hokechash on Sunday, and I'm from a big city, obviously, Los Angeles, but I come from a small town, and the small town is called Armenia. Because in Los Angeles, Armenia is a small town, you know? And so the community is very tight-knit, everyone knows each other, and stuff gets around quickly, especially propaganda. And mm-hmm. so my immediate family members understand what this show is, they love it, they're proud of it, and they've always stood by me. But there's bad actors who spread all sorts of propaganda and nonsense, even though we've addressed it regarding this show and what it stands for. And so my aunt's daughters, one of them in particular, basically had decided that she was disappointed in me, said a lot of negative things about me. It ruined her relationship with my mom as a result. And so then I have to go to these events and see her, knowing that she says all these negative things about me, while I'm also going through a lot of pain for losing my aunt. Mm-hmm. But at this event on Sunday, I finally decided, like, I don't care, right? Like, I love her, and she has these negative thoughts about me. She's going through something really painful because this is her mother who passed away. And so it was really scary and intimidating, but I immediately approached her and I gave her a giant hug and I told her I loved her. Mm-hmm. Because I do. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, there was something, you know, you mentioned that one quote by Martin Luther King about mm-hmm. freeing people from the hatred in their hearts.
Yeah.
And I never hated her, but knowing that she said these negative things about me, of course I like resented her for a bit. And then I decided like I don't wanna carry that with me. Like mm-hmm. she's been misinformed about what I do, she's wrong about who I am, but that doesn't mean that I need to dislike her or have resentment toward her, and I wanna hug her. And mm-hmm. it felt so good. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, there was something to learn from that. And I feel like I told my mom, I was like, look, any drama that you have with family members over any of this stuff, just let it go. Because you're suffering from it. And I don't want you to suffer from it. No one should, right? Mm-hmm. Just let it go and understand that life is so short. You never know when it's gonna end. And you don't want to lose these family members at some point in your life and then look back and wish you had of mended things or made things better. So that's what
I wanted to say. I have four what I hope super quick things to say, mm-hmm. but one question first. Mm-hmm. Was it well received?
Yeah, it seemed like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys didn't talk long, but
no,
you just.
No, no, no.
I
we
got
didn't
you.
Talk
yeah.
long.
So here's my quick points. First, to traditions that I'm not in favor of. I normally love traditions, they're a lot of fun, except the ones that are disastrous. And one of those is in Muslim funerals, you're supposed to wash your family member and then put them on the ground. They're naked. And that's.
No, it'd be traumatizing for me.
No, yeah. Can't do it. I don't want to do it. It's not, I'm not my thing. I don't believe in it. Mm-hmm. That's no. Christians do it right. Let the professional do it. And then they make them look like they're, you know, they did when they were alive. That's amazing. It's a million times better. Mm-hmm. It's like the benches and the churches, great Christian invention, you know, and give Jesus his due. Okay, benches make sense. Embalming makes sense. Washing your dead relative's naked body does not make sense. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's my take on it. On the other hand, I like the tradition. I disagree with you. The Turks do it too. Like, you do this, and then you do that, and then 40 days later, you do it again.
Yes, we have the same thing. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
But the reason I like that is because, you know me, I like to soak it in. And I remember going to one of my uncle's, his 40-day thing, because I happened to be in Turkey at the time, and he was the dentist uncle that I told you guys about before, and I loved him, and everybody loved him. He's such a great guy. Easy to say that about people after they die, but no. Everybody loved him while he was alive, okay? And so in that, it was pain. Of course it's painful, but I got to soak in his life more, and people told stories about him, and I really... And I wanted to hear those stories because I hadn't heard those stories from other people's perspectives mm-hmm. about him. Mm-hmm. So I do enjoy that. You know, my favorite, and I've said this 1,000 times, favorite funeral tradition is the Irish. Let's celebrate the life and let's get drunk, okay? And I agree on both counts. And it's impossible not to be sad during funerals. I remember a family friend dying, my best friend's mom. And I tried to speak at the funeral, and I really couldn't do it. I was crying so hard over it. But I don't want to wallow in that. I want to wallow in what was so great about her, right? Mm-hmm. Or I want to emphasize that. So I think the Irish do it right. And then the last one is, look, it drives me crazy when we hold on to old grudges, mm-hmm. right? On the one hand, I get it, and so we've got some grudges, right? I totally get it. On the other hand, we're all going to die,
yeah.
And then nothing is going to matter. And when someone dies, you know that you'll regret holding on to that grudge. You know it for a fact. So why do it while they're still alive? Makes no sense. Okay, you know what? Do this exercise, and I hope some of this at some point is remotely helpful to some of you guys. Okay. And this is kind of macabre, but hear me out. Pretend the person that you have a grudge against died, okay? Assuming they're family members or someone that you actually care about, not some like alt-right guy where you go like, just kidding, kind of. Anyway, it's a family member. Pretend they died,
yep.
Then think about how you would feel,
mm-hmm.
and then go, oh, thank God, they're actually alive. Let me go, you know, do something about it while they're still alive. Just try it, see if it works, okay? It's absurd that we hold on to these until someone dies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's my public service announcement for the day. All right, much love, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.